Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to today's episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Our guest today is Jenna Fay. She is a money and mindset coach and business strategist for heart-centered, passion-driven, service-based female entrepreneurs who desire to create massive impact and sustainable income by growing aligned, strategic, and profitable businesses. She is going to be here to talk to us about how she transitioned into entrepreneurship and what services that she provides to her clients. Jenna, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Kimmy. I'm stoked to be here.
Talk to us about your business. Talk to us about your platform.
Thank you. Yes. So what I do is I help conscious female entrepreneurs expand their business to create more income and impact so that they can create more freedom in their lives without the burnout and the overwhelm that often comes along with entrepreneurship. So basically, yeah, as you described it, I'm an online business coach and strategist for heart-centered women, where really bring the soul and the strategy full tilt, because those things really need to merge together in this new way of doing business for things to really go to the next level for people.
When did you transition into being a entrepreneur, and when did the idea of the Sacred She Sisterhood come into existence?
So I was first dabbling in entrepreneurship about 4.5 years ago now. At that point, I was still in my corporate job, and I was introduced to network marketing, which is really at the time where it had all started. That was my first glimmer of having a vision that I could do something different and that I could be an entrepreneur. So it really started from there and has expanded to what it is today. That's still one of my income streams, but primarily now I work in a different capacity with my clients. And so by doing what I'm doing, it's allowed me to really shift everything in my life and to step into something that feels extremely aligned for me.
What were kind of some of the pivotal points that made you feel like you needed to shift into something that was more in alignment to like the gifts that you have?
Oh, that's a great question. So for me, I had done kind of everything I thought I should do, quote unquote, where, you know, I had gone to school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I just went and got my business degree. I knew I wanted to help people, so I got into human resources and safety at the time, ended up working as an HR and safety manager for a number of years. And when I was in that role, my main pivot moment for me was realizing that I wasn't really getting to help people in the capacity that I desired. In all honesty, I had really gotten good at firing people, being in human resources, and with the economy, there was a lot of layoffs and things that were going off. So I remember my main pivot moment was paging an employee in to actually give him his birthday card from the company. And he actually came into my office and started bawling his eyes out, dropped to his knees and was like, "I'm ready." And I asked him for what? And he's like, "I'm ready for you to fire me. I'm ready." And I said, no, it's your birthday. Happy birthday." And he's so happy that today was not the day. And I just had this huge awareness that this is not what I want to be spending my life doing. I knew I wanted to help people. At that point, in all honesty, I didn't really know what that was going to look like. And I was still just dabbling, but I knew that I needed to take some steps in that direction, essentially. So I actually used all of my vacation time as well as some unpaid time at that point in my life to go and take a bunch of other courses and just explore. So I took personal training, I took coaching, I took nutrition, just to figure out what exactly it was that I wanted to do, or at least what my next step was going to be.
Okay. And how hard was the transition for you?
You know, it was easy and hard all rolled into one, if that's the thing, because to me, I let it flow. I let it feel good. Whereas I had had so much resistance before to doing anything different from what I thought I should. So it was easier than I thought, but it certainly has come with lots of challenges and obstacles along the way where I've had to work through them. Absolutely.
What's been the hardest challenge with making the transition from corporate into full entrepreneurship and really living, you know, what I say, like really living full-fledged your passion project?
For me, it was exactly that. It was taking it from a passion project into a business after being in a corporate job where I was on a salaried position, making pretty good money. For me to go into entrepreneurship, there was a lot of unpredictability. There was a lot of fears of my own that I had to face, and I had to work really hard and treat it more like a business and less like a project in order to establish a full-time income and to replace the income that I had been making in corporate and to go beyond that, especially while juggling traveling full-time as an entrepreneur, which has its own set of challenges.
So what does your life kind of look like day to day? I know it probably changes. So what does a day in your life look like right now?
So right now I'm up in Canada. I travel full-time with my fiance. It's been a year and a half now that we've been, I guess what you could call digital nomads. Our style of travel has for sure evolved from when we first started our adventures, but how it looks today is we typically stay at Airbnbs. We also do some house sitting. Sometimes we go to a resort. Sometimes we'll go stay with friends and family, but 90% of the time we're at Airbnbs where we usually stay for 2 to 4 weeks at a time. So I can get a bit of a routine going in each location. I'm very much an adventurous, and when I see digital nomad, a lot of the time it looks like people are just on a beach and not working and living the resort life. But for us, it's more so being at an Airbnb where we have stable Wi-Fi, where I can get all my client calls and have a semblance of routine in my life and be able to prepare my meals and do all that good stuff, but also be able to go and explore that local area while we're going to different locations. So I'm in Canada right now. Next month, I go to California, and then we're off to Australia and New Zealand after that.
Oh, wow. Okay. What does it mean to rewrite your money story?
Ooh, good question. Rewriting your money story really comes back to the fact that we have a money story, which to me means the fact that just like all the other areas of our life, up until today, we've been living some version of a story of everything from what our parents have told us to what society has told us to different exposures from friends and family about what we perceive money to be and how we act around money. Basically, if you were in a relationship with money, would it want to hang out with you? Would it want to be a friend with you? So in regards to rewriting or healing our money story, it's first having the awareness of what the heck our money story actually is and what are some of the different blocks and resistance we have in regards to having more money and having a good relationship with it. And then starting to choose a different story and realizing that, yes, we have lived some variation of a story we've created around money till now, but that also means that we get to choose what we'd like it to look like in the future.
When dealing with entrepreneurs, with fellow entrepreneurs, how difficult do you find, especially really working with women, how difficult is it for some women to have conversations about money, to secure sales, to kind of go out and ask for what they would like from clients?
I would say as a general trend, it's pretty challenging for people. It can be really easy to overcome, but a lot of women have issues around sales, feeling, you know, that they're icky, they're sticky, they're sleazy, when really sales is everywhere. We're always selling, even if it's just our opinion. So it's shifting that mindset around sales into realizing that you can do that in a really authentic way where you're actually helping somebody to shift. So it is a really common thing where people have some challenges and blocks about sales and promoting themselves, but it's also a really easy thing to overcome when we start to shift our mindset and how we think about it.
What are some basic tips you would offer for someone who knows they kind of need to change? And this could be even in HR too, even someone who's in corporate, when they know they need to kind of ask for more money. They're looking to ask for a raise. They're looking to kind of change the prices of their services. They may have been kind of setting themselves kind of low with what they were asking for, and now they're kind of ready to make that shift.
So my number one tip would be to connect your fee, your whatever you're charging, not so much connected to yourself, you know, when people say charging your worth, but more so thinking about how you can price things connected to the value, like take yourself out of it and stop attaching a price tag to yourself and start thinking about, well, what's the value of the product or the service that you're offering for the other person? What is the value for them to overcome whatever problem or issue that they're experiencing by experiencing working with you or the product or service that you have to offer, and start measuring it that way and taking yourself out of it, which can really help reduce a lot of the anxiety and the feelings around charging more money or raising your rates or asking for a raise if you're in a corporate type position as well, of just taking yourself out of it and thinking like, how much work are you doing and how much is that worth to the company or to the client?
Okay. What does it mean to manifest your dreams?
Oh, I love that one. To me, manifest your dreams is realizing that we always are manifesting, number one. Everything that we've been doing up until now is a reflection of previous things that we've said, done, chosen. So manifesting your dreams is, number one, getting clear on what the heck your dreams are. A lot of people don't even let themselves dream, so they don't know, they don't have clarity on what they actually want. So starting with getting clarity on it, and then taking inspired action. There's a lot of people out there just taking random hustle type action, but it's not purposeful and it's not going in the direction necessarily that they want to go. So to me, manifesting your dreams is being clear of what your dreams are, or at least the direction in which they are, and then taking action in that direction with intent, because we're co-creators. Essentially, we can't control everything, but we can control our reaction and what kind of actions that we're taking.
Tell us more about the services that you offer, the products that you have. Talk to us a little bit more about everything that Sacred She Sisterhood has to offer.
Awesome. So the Sacred She Sisterhood is my community of thriving, conscious female entrepreneurs. It's basically where soul meets strategy. And in there, there's live trainings from me. We do challenges and contests, self-promotion, connection and collaboration. So it's a real community, and that's what I've branded a lot of my services and things around. So that's the community aspect, but it's also a brand and a movement of women rising up together and realizing that there's no shortage of people out there looking for services. So there's no need to have a scarcity mindset. So it's really coming together, learning and connecting and collaborating as basically a community to help others succeed in their businesses. And then in regards to what I do, in an extension of that, is coaching, high-level coaching for entrepreneurs looking to expand their business so that they can create more impact, feel good about the income that they're making, and be able to scale that up in a way that is aligned with them and their bigger vision. It's strategic so that there's purpose behind it. And then there's that profitability and scalability behind it. So I do private coaching with clients to help them have those transformations in their business, as well as different offering of courses and programs, more on the group level aspect as well, to help support people.
Awesome. Okay. So the website is sacredshesisterhood.com, correct?
Yes.
And on social media, what is your handle?
So my social media for Instagram is at Jenna Faye Handel. And for Facebook, you can find me on there at Jenna Faye as well. So I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, or you can find either of them just off my website.
Okay. And you also have a community, like you have a Facebook group, correct?
Yes. And that is linked on my website, or you can simply go onto Facebook and in the search bar, just search Sacred She Sisterhood or put group/Sacred She Sisterhood and you'll find our tribe online.
Okay. Awesome. Before I get into your daily mantra, I wanted you to talk really quick, Jenna, if you don't mind. How beneficial was hiring a coach for you when you were ready to make the transition?
Oh my God, Kimmy, so valuable. I highly recommend investing in yourself to every single entrepreneur. And that doesn't mean you have to go in and spend tens of thousands of dollars. But I know I had a block in the beginning of thinking, oh, well, I can't, I'm just starting out. How could I invest in myself? But what I realized was I put tens of thousands of dollars into a degree that, to be quite honest, a lot of it wasn't really applicable even when I was in corporate. So to me, to invest in yourself and find a coach is invaluable, to actually have somebody to hold you accountable, help support you, and give you tools and tactics to help you awaken the entrepreneur that's inside of you in a way that you know that what you're doing is purposeful and there's that strategy behind it. Because so many people feel like they're swimming in the dark and they don't know if what they're doing is even making a difference in the bigger picture in terms of for clients, in terms of finding the clients, in terms of making a profit in the business. So for me, it's been invaluable. I started small with group programs and I expanded from there. And like, I mean, now the coach I'm working with, it's a 20K investment. It's certainly not where I started, but it's led me of realizing that the more I invest in myself, the more I show up.
Okay. I really wanted to point that out because not only are you doing this and you're coaching other people, you've done this yourself and you still continue to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really important for people to understand that you're not just talking the talk, you walk it as well.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, it's so important, right? Because a lot of the time we see things online or in social media space and we think that maybe they're not doing it for themselves. But I certainly am a believer that we have to walk, so to speak, what we talk.
Okay. Jenna, what is your daily mantra? I know you may have a few, but what is one or a few or a couple of the daily mantras or the quotes that you kind of live by?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of any sort of I am statements. And so, you know, honestly, they really change for me day to day of what is feeling good. I typically will write a couple out and declare them in the mornings, depending on what I have going on for the day. A lot of them start off with, I am willing, I am able, I'm capable. So everything from, I am willing to receive, I'm totally lovable, I am worthy. I am worthy is a really big one, because I know a lot of the time we can suffer with, you know, imposter syndrome and just wondering if, if that's possible. So for me, knowing that I'm worthy and just really putting that into my brain every single day is huge.
Jenna, thank you so, so much for your time. SacredSheSisterhood.com. Please check out Jenna's website. She has a just phenomenal story, a gorgeous website, but you have to read her story and see some of the things that she overcame and kind of really tackled en route to becoming the entrepreneur that she is today. We have some similar parts in our story, some overlap too. So I really love to see it and seeing a woman kind of overcome a lot of things that may be unhealthy in their life and taking control of it and just kind of full-fledged going into your destiny and just living the best version of yourself. So Jenna, thank you so, so much for your time. SacredSheSisterhood.com. And thank you again for being a guest on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me today, Kimmy. And thank you so much for everybody that took the time to listen in for this podcast episode.
Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.